Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 18th of November. I'm Sasha Keir with today's headlines. Starting with national news, Luxembourg's government remains optimistic about Google's data centre project in Bissen, despite 8 years of delays. The tech giant recently announced massive European investments, 5.5 billion euros in Germany, 5 billion in Belgium and 5.6 billion in the UK. Google submitted a building permit for Bissen in August. Luxembourg Environment Minister Serge Wilmès heads to COP30 in Brazil today for the UN Climate Summit. He's joined by ministry experts, a finance representative and two young Luxembourgish climate delegates. For the first time, Luxembourg will have its own pavilion at a UN climate conference. Previously, the Grand Duchy shared space with Belgium, the Netherlands and the European Investment Bank. In other news, the US House votes today on a bill requiring the Trump administration to release all Justice Department files related to Jeffrey Epstein. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky meets Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and King Felipe today as he tries to rally fresh support against Russia's invasion. President Donald Trump is hosting Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman at the White House today, MBS's first US visit since the 2018 killing of Jamal Khashoggi, which US intelligence said he approved. Meanwhile, President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz deliver speeches at a summit on Europe's technological sovereignty this afternoon, amid growing EU concerns over transatlantic trade and political tensions. The EU has downgraded its economic outlook for 2026. The European Commission now expects Eurozone growth of 1.2%, down from its May forecast of 1.4%. Trade disputes and tariffs are the main factors slowing European growth. And in sports news, in last night's World Cup qualifiers, Northern Ireland edged Luxembourg 1-0 with a penalty before half-time. It's six straight defeats in six games for Luxembourg, who will look to bounce back against Malta in March. Northern Ireland advanced to the World Cup playoffs. Elsewhere, Germany thrashed Slovakia 6-0, Poland beat Malta 3-2, the Netherlands dominated Lithuania 4-0, Czech Republic hammered Gibraltar 6-0 and Croatia came from behind to beat Montenegro 3-2. We'll have more on these stories at 7 o'clock and you can also check out rtltoday.lu for all the latest news and updates. It's that time again. Temperatures have dropped below zero. Today promises to be dry, overcast and pretty cold, with a chance of a little sunshine in the afternoon. Temperatures start off low between minus 2 and 0 degrees this morning, only rising to highs of 4 to 6 degrees in the afternoon.